Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me.
855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. You're part of the solution. You do that by, as I say, getting involved and getting engaged. Right? All kinds of opportunities available to you. All kinds of things happening out there you need to get a hold of. You need to understand for all intents and purposes. And I guess you don't have to, you really don't have to understand anything. If you don't want to be involved, you don't want to be engaged, you just throw it out there, no big deal, okay, fine. But wouldn't it be great if you actually thought about it, worked it through, and were able to make the comments that when you do get in, I don't want to say fights, right, spirit of conversation, comments, whatever, with others, you've actually got the facts to work through. You've actually got a way to speak to it. So you're not sitting there, you know, trying to figure out what's going on. I mean, truly, in all sincerity. Okay, where was I? You know, I get all excited. I get through half of these things and half the story, then I go off on a tangent. Bill Maher, though, not the most conservative person I know. He called Democratic leaders of sanctuary cities hypocrites. You know, they're all up in arms for the reaction to the border crisis. Mayor raised the immigration issue after a guest on the former TV anchor, Katie Couric, argued that class resentment and anti-elitism had led blue-collar workers to support former President Trump. Now, Maher agreed. He suggested, though, the resentment was legitimate when it came to how Democrat leaders responded to the immigration crisis. He said, take something like the sanctuary city hypocrisy. You know, these elite cities, well, they think that they're good people until they send immigrants actually to their cities. He said, look at New York City Mayor Eric Adams and other Democratic leaders ended up talking like Republicans when the border crisis hit their communities. All of a sudden, it was different. He said the things that came out in the mouths of the leaders of New York, Chicago, and even San Francisco were pretty astounding. You would think it was Trump talking, he said. Now, Couric did agree with him. It suggested the media hadn't given enough attention to the impact of the surge of migrants on the border towns. Yeah, but does she have a reason why? She wanted to share how her friend in Florida loved that Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott had sent migrants to New York City and to Martha's Vineyard because she felt no politicians cared about their plight. She was right. No question about it. She was right. She said, it's just fair that Mara said the Republicans like Abbott and DeSantis had held these Democrat leaders to their word. They did, all they did was call their bluff. I agree with them. Right? Send it to them. Let them deal with it the way they said they would deal with it. Now, Mara and Corrick also debated over whether the media was more biased now than the past. Mara remarked that he doesn't trust any media outlet anymore. He went on to say the CNN, New York Times used to be more neutral, but now they're more of an activist organization. Right? Now, Mara and Corrick, both of them, really, when you think about it, Mara and Corrick both have been in this kind of business for a long time. And they claim that former President Trump's falsehood had put media in a tough spot. I don't agree with that at all. Because, true, when he came out and called them out for the things that they did, the things that they were saying, that was somehow uncomfortable with them. Now, Corrick arguing that Trump had pushed the press to be more aggressive with fact-checking. If they were truly checking fact, though. They weren't. Come on, how many of you paying attention, watching what was going on, you saw the fact that some of the stuff that they were calling Trump out for was false? They were false in calling it out. They were false in saying what it actually was. That's the part, if you're going to do it, if you're going to do the fact-checking, if you're going to talk about these issues, right, you need to make sure you bring facts to table. Mar went on to say that he was bored with the media's negative treatment of Trump, and he wished that they just would understand the perspective of the typical Trump voter. He said, I'm not defending Trump, right? But I'm going to defend the people who still vote for him because what they see on the other side of them is even more dangerous because it's closer to home, he said. You look at gender ideology in the schools, the anti-Trump sentiment in the media. Those kind of things are what they say, that's why I'm voting for Trump. And he's right. If you pay attention, it isn't that hard to figure out. You know, we like him, but he's the only thing that stands between us and the madness. Wow. That's just sent a big message to the Democrat Party. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in just a few minutes.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has
Joe.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
I'm back. It's almost in your host. Always a pleasure. 855-733-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I'm reading now that Iran informed Turkey in advance of its operation. I don't know what it means. Right? I don't know. Should they come forward? Should they send anything? I mean, seriously. I don't know. It's amazing to me that we still want to hide or we still want to let the Democrats or whoever for that matter, hide behind what they do. Look at what they do. Don't listen to what they say. Some of you have gotten mad at me for doing this before. It's really distasteful. And I do it this way because I want it to stick into your head. You can't tell your wife you love her as you're beating her. It makes no sense. Really that simple. It makes no sense. And yet, there's many of you out there, yeah, you heard me. Many of you out there doing that. Crazy. So it's the same thing here. Oh, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, if you can think back, take a minute to think. I mean, really think. Trump with Stormy Daniels. What was that, 100? And I'm not even suggesting that he really did have an affair with her. I don't know. And frankly, I don't care. Right? But we've talked about the double and triple and quadruple standards. You heard me. From these people. Well, think about this. Didn't Billy Bob Clinton, back in the late 90s, didn't he do a legal settlement with Paula Jones? And it wasn't for little money, it was for big money. Anybody go after him? Anybody do anything with that at all? And they're pretty shady. The situation around there was pretty shady as well. After New York Supreme Court Judge Juan Merchan told former President Trump he would face arrest if he did not attend daily court sessions in his hush money trial, the Fox Nation host, Piers Morgan, said that the presumptive GOP presidential candidate should attend his son Barron's graduation and challenge the judge's warning. Donald should go to his son's graduation, go to the graduation. Honestly, if you're watching President Trump, just go to the graduation. Every parent in America, whether they like you or hate you, will go. Right? I'd have done it. Barron Trump is graduating later this month from Oxbridge Academy in Palm Beach, Florida. His father's scheduled to appear before Merchan in New York courtroom, 1,200 miles away. Now, Morgan, who notably interviewed Trump for Fox Nation in a sometimes tense back and forth in 2022, called the case one of the most petty, self-harming acts of political suicide I've ever witnessed. Now, the Piers Morgan Uncensored host also called Merchan's case brought by New York County District Attorney Bragg utterly ridiculous. Look, people on the hard right are talking about how stupid this is. Judge Jeanine Pirro, who held court in neighboring Westchester County, served as a Republican prosecutor for many years, said that Merchan can indeed issue a bench warrant for Trump and have him arrested, but left open whether, as Morgan suggested, it would be politically advantageous. Morgan went on to call the idea that a former president could be taken to court with a potential 10-year felony sentence over potentially a one-night stand with a porn star. Well, then, geez, about a third of the presidents would already be in jail, wouldn't they? Have you lost your minds? What a demeaning way to treat a former president. Secondly, if you're on the left, why would you think this would possibly work? Why would you not think that you're doing here is going to almost guarantee Donald Trump wins in the next election? Right? Trump said that Merchan's decision that he cannot attend Barron's graduation or Supreme Court arguments for another case are collectively a perfect ploy to help the radical left Democrats. You know what I would love? Wouldn't it be great if the Supreme Court issued an order and said he needs to be here? You know, pooey on you, Manhattan Court. And he's right, to a big degree. This is all about election interference. They're doing everything they can to slow him down. The guy will do, you know what the guy will do? He'll do four and or five rallies, or four, at least four a weekend. You watch. You know, former President Bill Clinton, remember, he made headlines in his 1998 legal settlement with former Arkansas state employee Paula Jones. He didn't receive the same scrutiny. Jones got almost $1 million, $850,000 to be exact. Then the state's governor harassed her. I mean, this is him. He was a governor. He went after her inside of a Little Rock hotel, one of several Clinton's accusers. Trump invited as a guest to the Missouri debate against Democrat wife Hillary during the 2016 race. She claimed Clinton exposed herself or himself and made sexual advances, and I could see that creep doing that. It's disgusting. So again, she received $850,000. Not $130,000, $850,000. Almost $1 million. Right? Now, they paid her, even though they claimed that her claims were meritless. But they gave her $850,000. It makes all the sense to me, right? Just, these people are amazing. It never stops. Clinton used private money because it was a private matter, he said, suggesting Trump did the same. This is the most corrupt prosecution, and the jury pool is 90% Democrat. How do you do that? The star witness is a known felon, a known liar. I mean, think about it. And that's it. They call Cohen Trump's former fixer. The jury pool is basically like O.J. Simpson's jury pool. You're going to have people trying to wiggle into that jury, send a message just like they did with O.J. Waters appears to agree with Jesse Waters said that he appears to agree with Morgan's sentiment, right, with the arrest for Trump. If this judge says he can't attend Barron's high school graduation, Trump wins in a landslide. Yeah, you know what? I'm almost agreeing with him and saying that he'll win California if they arrest him for going to his son's graduation. Because he'll show what he's willing to do for the people he loves. And don't give me that stuff that he's not above the law, because why didn't Hunter Biden get in front of Congress? Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA News update. The U.S. reaffirming its commitment to Israel's security, as stated by President Biden during his meeting with the Prime Minister of Iraq at the White House Monday. Biden emphasized that the U.S. and its allies assisted Israel in repelling Iran's recent attack over the weekend. Cities across the U.S. experienced organized protests against Israel Monday. The closure of the southbound lanes of the Golden Gate Bridge resulted in hours of traffic disruption. Protesters had also gathered on Wall Street in Manhattan, at the Port of Long Beach in California, and in other locations, and they had chained themselves to a Boeing plant in St. Louis, Missouri, and blocked an entrance to a jet engine plant in Middletown, Connecticut. Monday marked tax day, and according to the IRS, most taxpayers can expect to receive their refund about 3 weeks after filing. However, if you chose to file on paper or are waiting for a check rather than opting for direct deposit, the process may take longer. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was going to get.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, right? Be part of the solution. And that way there, you know, when you're part of the solution, there's so much more we can do. And I'm not just trying to be a funny. I mean, for real, there's so much more we can do. There's so much more that we can do, we can work on together. And when you get the truth, it makes a really big difference, doesn't it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I said, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And that's how, frankly, it's how we all win, right? All right, got a lot of stuff I want to try to get through here. Don't know if we're going to, but I'm going to try like heck. Gun violence in America. I always love the stats they throw out or the way they talk about stuff without any real information to speak of. So, in 2022, Ohio legalized permit-free carrying of guns across the entire state. Now, gun violence in 6 of the 8 largest Ohio cities dropped after the law. Did you hear me? Columbus dropped 12%. Cleveland dropped 6%. Toledo, Ohio dropped 18%. Akron dropped 18%. Parma dropped 22%. Canton dropped 5%. These are real numbers by the CDC, the FBI. But apparently they don't care about this. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Right? If they need to do their homework, if they don't want to do their homework, I think it's most of the time it proves that they're wrong. that the information they're giving you is incorrect. Or some of us call it a lie. Right? I mean, it's just amazing. So, I don't know. Can I do this? Is there enough time? Yeah, there is. Okay. So, Dr. Phil, who I mean, I'm not a fan of. I just don't listen that often. He was doing an interview here a little while back. And he drops a bomb on a real interesting group of adults who are pushing big time to transition kids. He said, we've had patients contact us who were begging to have body parts put back on within months after having the surgeries. Jamie, a caseworker who identifies as a queer woman married to a transgender man, says this is just how the industry works. Did you hear that? She identifies as a queer woman married to a transgender man and says this is just how the industry works. If a child says they're trans, there's no questioning. We just say, yep, you're trans. What would you like? So Dr. Phil said, you're telling me that a 12 or 13-year-old who can't decide what pajamas to wear at night can come and say, I've decided that this is what I want? And no more with two visits to a psychologist, they get the okay to start taking the hormones? And the woman said, yeah, I'm going to play this for you. Let's see if I can get some sound here. This would be great. I want you to hear this.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You describe yourself as a queer woman married to a transgender man.
Yes.
And you're a member of the LGBTQ community. And you went there to do something good, something positive at this clinic in St. Louis. What changed your mind?
A number of things. We started to see patients who were experiencing very significant medical harms, being rushed to the emergency room with lacerations requiring stitches. We had patients contact us who were begging to have body parts put back on within months of having surgeries.
Wow.
And the thing that kept happening is every time I would raise concerns and ask about the protocols and ask about the guidelines, this is just how the industry works. If a child says they're trans, there's no questioning it. We just say, yep, you're trans. What would you like?
You're telling me that a 12 or 13-year-old who can't decide which pajamas to wear can come in and say, I've decided that I want to transition. And with no more than a couple of hours or two visits, not even a couple of hours, two visits, they say, okay, start taking this, start doing this, which alters their biochemistry in a way that you can't come back from.
Correct.
And you say you saw dramatic increases in teenage girls that had no previous history of gender distress, and they suddenly declared themselves transgender and demanded immediate testosterone blockers.
Yeah.
Wow. Let that sink in. I mean, anybody who's got two brain cells that actually work, are you surprised by this? Would you allow this to happen? Would you jump in and say, we're good, let's do this? I mean, seriously. It never stops because nobody stops them. Nobody makes enough noise. You need to pack those halls. You need to pack the legislative rooms. You need to pack wherever these bodies are meeting. You need to pack it. You need to make it uncomfortable for them to do this stuff. Right? Anyway, all right. Tim and Kylie, a congressman of California, he said that the audit of the homeless spending in California is finally out, and the results are infuriating, and they just got more money. They just asked for and got more money. California spent $24 billion to tackle homelessness over the past 5 years, but didn't consistently track whether the huge outlay of public money actually improved anything. Kylie went on to say, I first asked for the audit in 2020, but Newsom intervened to kill it. Now we know why he didn't want anybody to know about it. He didn't want it examined. Last year, Assemblyman Josh Hoover got the audit approved and finding released today are even worse than I expected. The audit found that the California Interagency Council on Homelessness stopped tracking spending on programs and whether programs were working in 2021. It also failed to collect and evaluate outcome data for these programs. Even a Democrat state senator decried the lack of transparency at every level. Meanwhile, homelessness has increased by 32%. Hello? 32%. Now, Newsom's been telling me, or telling us as a whole, that for the last, I think, what has it been, a little over 20 years, that he's going to wipe out homelessness, just give him the money he needs, and he gets the money he needs, or claims he needs. It's amazing. It's just amazing to watch these guys lie and lie and lie, get away with it, and then get upset when you won't give them the money. So the problem keeps getting worse. You keep letting the Californians spend more money. You California voters keep giving him more money. I've got no sympathy for you. How ridiculous it is. I got no sympathy for you. I know, terrible English, but what can I tell you? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So let's listen to Joey B. If I could do this, I don't even know if I could do this. I'm going to try like heck. About him talking about his, that he didn't share any kind of classified paperwork, right? But we all know that's not true, don't we? All right, let's see if I can get this working. Come on, cut me some slack here.
I did not share classified information. I did not share it.
With your ghostwriter?
With my ghostwriter, I did not. Guarantee you did not.
We also identified other recorded conversations during which Mr. Biden read classified information aloud to his ghostwriter.
Somebody's lying. Joe Senior Host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com.
Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna help.
Baby, baby, we are back.
It looks like it's gonna help.
Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Right? We got a lot going on, a lot happening that you need to pay attention to. You need to understand what's happening. You know, otherwise, frankly and honestly, it's all for naught. If you don't get engaged, if you don't get involved, if you don't, you know, really, truly apply yourself to this, then it's a problem. It really is. It's just an out-and-out problem. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation here. All right. God, I got so many stories I want to get through. And I know at this rate I'm not going to get through any of them. But it's the last segment. So maybe I'll play some clips of some of the crazy stuff that you're hearing out there. And it doesn't go away. It's almost like they consistently double down on this stuff. I can't play this. It's way too long. Maybe I'll play part of it. But I think it was last week, Assembly Democrats killed a bill in California, killed a bill which would have helped prevent school shootings. Now, Bill AB 3038 would require an armed school resource officer be present on every school in California. But Democrats want their own armed protection in the Capitol, but not for our children. Think about that. So they're willing to make sure they're protected. Their sorry little behinds are protected, but they don't care about the kids, even though they tell you they do. There's no way. Absolutely, there's absolutely no way these guys are going to tell me they care about your children when they're really not, they're not interested in protecting them. Right? Victims of gun violence deserve more than thoughts and prayers. They deserve policy solutions. See, this is so true. I mean, the left always accuses us of only wanting, you know, enough thoughts and prayers. Well, they're right. You have to have action with thoughts and prayers. Got to make a difference. I mean, you know what? I'm going to play a few minutes of this. Not even a few minutes, just a little bit of this. I think you'll see what I mean. It's atrocious. You got to hear this.
With all due respect, I think the safety of our children is a national issue. It's not a local issue. And the reason I propose this bill and propose that an officer be present on every campus is because I've given this a lot of thought. When there's another school shooting, I'm not going to be the one who just offers thoughts and prayers. I'm someone who's going to have offered a solution that will have at least given these kids a chance to survive. When I look at the shooting, for example, in Nashville, where an armed gun person came in and started shooting, it took the police 11 minutes to get there. Six people died in that time. As soon as the police got there, they were able to engage and kill the shooter, preventing them from killing other students. This is the reality that we live in. Guns are never going away. We have the Second Amendment in the United States. We're never getting rid of guns. What are we going to do to give our kids a chance to survive when an outside threat comes on campus? And I would say if there's no evidence that armed officers provide any form of safety, why do we have armed sergeants in the Capitol? Why don't you guys vote?
That's a great line. If armed guards don't work, if armed police don't work, if it doesn't work, just take the guns away from them. What are you worried about?
To get rid of our armed sergeants. It's just not a, I'm sorry, but I don't believe it's a very genuine argument. Police officers who are trained, especially SROs who are specifically trained to interact with students, are the safest people to have on campus, and they're the only people who have the ability to engage and stop a deadly threat that faces a teacher, administrator, or a student.
Yeah. He is 110% right on with this. The fact that they're sitting there sitting at the legislative body, and they can't figure it out. This is amazing to me. Do they not want to know? Do they really hate your kids that much? You kind of ask the question, people. You can't just sit there and go, well, I'm sure they have a reason. No, I want to know what that reason is. I may not be able to understand the reason, but I sure as heck want to know what that reason is. And if you can't figure it out, or you
grew up in a heavily Irish Catholic.
Yeah, I meant to do that one. I'll do it anyway. Seriously. So here's Joe Biden telling you, I love this, telling you where he grew up, what neighborhood he grew up in. But apparently, he must have been a Buddhist or something. I know they believe in reincarnation, is it? You come back, you get it right or something. Well, Joe hasn't got it right yet. Take a listen.
Catholic community in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and a heavily Italian Polish community.
I come out of the black community.
Just like rabbis, synagogues, and Jewish communities.
I had a very close relationship with the Greek American community. I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community.
Yeah, pretty much every place he went, every place he went to give a speech, he was raised in that community. You go check it out yourself. I'm not kidding you. Right? And you guys want to sit there and call Trump the liar in chief. Yeah, he's the bad guy, right? 855-RealJoe. 855-732-5563. And some of you who listen to the show to kind of make fun of me, and I don't care. I really don't care. But you're getting more and more around here, specifically. You're finding out more and more how this gender-affirming surgeries and pills are killing your children. And these aren't right-wing organizations. New York Times, the UK, I mean, all over the place. Right? Anyway, all right. Because I'm going to do a whole bunch of stories one of these nights on the gender-affirming stuff and how it's being turned down and how many places it's being turned down in. Which is perfect. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. And you can do your own. I don't know if you know this. Some of you, sometimes when you send me information, it's like, you know, you can do your own homework. I'm no smarter than you are. I happen to have a radio show, but I'm no smarter than you are. And it just isn't that hard. You need to be willing to sit down. You need to be willing to do something with the information you got. Right? Anyway. Let's see. Oh, yeah, there you go. I like those. Those are always exciting to me. The GOP AG put a major U.S. bank on notice. I don't blame them. They're debanking conservatives. And you can prove it. You know, some of you go, oh, here we go again. Okay. No, it's happening. For real. Right? You have gun manufacturers that are not allowed to take Visa or MasterCard anymore or credit cards. You got gun manufacturers that even the banks won't do business with them. Just nuts, isn't it? So now over a dozen Republican attorney general are warning a major U.S. bank against alleged practices of debanking certain customers, right? Mostly because they can prove that it's either religious or political. In a letter obtained exclusively by a local news source, Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach, along with 14 of his Republican colleagues, told Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan that the company appears to be conditioning access to its services on customers having the bank's preferred religious or political views. The letter reads, your discriminatory behavior is a serious threat to free speech and religious freedom, and is potentially illegal and is causing political and regulatory backlash. Now, the letter was sent last week. It went on to say, your bank needs to be transparent and assure us and its shareholders and others that it will not continue to debank customers for their speech and or religious exercise. Now, of course, their people denied the claims. You know, said, now, ready for this one? They said religious, now they ducked the other one. Religious beliefs are not a factor in any account closing decision. Now, there's a Christian nonprofits that they claim they were closed down by Bank of America because of their hardcore religious views. Bank went on to say that we provide banking services to nonprofit organizations affiliated with diverse faith communities throughout the United States. The AG claimed that the Bank of America has previously denied services to gun manufacturers, distributors, sellers, fossil fuel producers, contractors for U.S. Immigration and Customs Service, and private prison-related items. You know, what's funny about this is, who was the fellow, some of you guys probably know, right? He got his, he was doing business with a bank. He provided gun safes. They shut his credit card business down, and then they shut his accounts down. So you can't say, no, that's not what happened. It's wrong. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. And look it. You're praying, people? You need to pray. You need to pray for Israel. You need to pray for peace. You can't pray for total peace there because the Bible says it's never going to happen. Anyway, see you back here tomorrow. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host.